Earth and Sky.
As NASA prepares to return to the moon by the year 2020, Kim Prisk of the National Space Biomedical Research Institute is studying a space hazard, lunar dust.
From what we know about the lunar dust, it's fairly reactive, and it has properties that are quite similar to fresh fractured quartz here on the Earth. And fresh fractured quartz is known to be very toxic.
Even airtight space gear can't protect astronauts.
It sticks because of electrostatic attraction to the spacesuits, and basically they track it into the modules.
The moon's low gravity might cause dust to penetrate deeply into an astronaut's lungs, possibly causing swelling, asthma, or bronchitis. Prisk said the task at hand is to determine just how much dust is safe for astronauts to inhale.
We know that we can't set an exposure standard of zero, but we can set a standard that is reasonable. And as with all of these things, this is a Goldilocks solution. You want it just right, not too high, not too low, just right.
He said this research could benefit Earth, resulting in new ways to deliver medicine directly to our lungs in spray form. Our thanks today to the National Space Biomedical Research Institute, innovations for health in space and on Earth. We're Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.